Good morning. We are continuing We're talking about the various different applications of Malachas Machshavas, the definitions of Kolam, the definitions of Malachas Shabbos. We mentioned this concept called, in certain cases, that the Kavana becomes determinative in the stat, giving the action the status of a Malacha. Certain Malachas are objectively Usur, and certain Malachas are only subjectively Usur. So, one example that Rabbi Rivia points out in his sefer is the malacha of malabin. Malabin is cleansing something, washing something. The two applications of this: number one, there's a concept called derech lichluch. So, the Gemara says that just putting water into a garment, putting water on a garment, already is some act of cleaning it. So, a person washes their hands. Now they have water on their hands, they want to dry their hands. So the question is, why is that mutter? You're taking water and you're putting the water, onto the baguette. So arguably that should go into the Isser of Shriya. We'll call Darbar Shani Miskaven, but it should go into the halacha of the Isser of Shriya. Shriya also is that kibbutz, so soaking something is considered washing it. So one suggestion is, the Mor says that the Rishonim said this is mutter because it's derech lichluch. Rishonim explained the pshat in the Mor is it's called derech lichluch. What you're doing is taking your hands, which are wet, and there's some amount of dirt might be in your hands, and you're transferring that onto the towel. So even though there might be some washing which takes place, but you're not doing a maisa which is inherently an act of washing. It is more inherently an act of dirtying than an act of washing. So even though there is arguably some washing which might take place, and it might be actually a psik reisha, so based on just the regular concept of the kavana alone, it shouldn't be mutter. But derech lichluch undermines the whole concept. The Gemara says a scenario, bisman which people were makban on tumen and tahara, so a woman who was anita. So besides, the woman has to go to mikvah herself. She had to be tovel her clothing. The clothing became tomei. And as she now goes back to keeping the halachos of taharas, not touching truma, kachim, etc., she has to be careful that her clothing are not tamei, because if her clothing touches the food will become tamei. So she has to touch, she has to travel her begadim. So worse is the situation where a woman doesn't have any clean clothing. Midin in the Gemara, a person is allowed to go into water. To wash oneself on Shabbos, as long as it isn't heated water. There's a issa from the Rishonim not to do so. Tefillah is mutter. And the Mora says that's only for human beings, but not for clothing, not for kalim, even for pots and pans, because the process of being tovel them is an act of tikkun. So, but since she's wearing her clothing, she can go to the mikveh with her wearing her clothing. The circumstances when that's permitted is not part of our discussion right now. And as she's going to them into the water with her clothing on, she's being matar of the clothing, but she's soaking the clothing. We should say the concept of shriyoso is that kibusai, soaking water into a bag is considered kibus. So the sefer shriyos of Shabbos suggests that what's happening over here is happening along the lines of this concept of derech lichluch. It's not a maisa b'chlal for the purpose of libun, and therefore it doesn't have a shame kibus on it. It doesn't have a shame libun on it. The general rule that there are certain cases, the Mor says that if a person has water in a garment and you shake the water out, so the act of shaking the water out is cleansing it. The Mor says that it's only by a bag in which you're makban on it. Now, there's some chokhs that understand the Gemara. Some should understand that the act of removing the water itself is problematic. You don't want water in your garments. Taking the water out is some form of tikkun in the garment. It's like along the lines of libun. So even though the garment is clean, you're not doing any cleansing process, but the shaking out of the water itself is problematic. But the Mor says it's only on a beggar that you're makban on. The beggar that you're not makban that should be wet. You don't mind the fact that it's wet, so that's not a tikkun in the beggar. So here we have the same idea. That this is a subjective type of malacha, that it's not inherently an act of a tikkun of kibbutz in the baggit, unless the person wants it to be so. Interestingly enough, Rabbi Rivia gives an example of barer where this would apply. Barer, when you're talking about actual psilis, So there's an oichel, there's a pshelos, there's part of the food which is clearly, which is objectively not edible or not good, so this doesn't apply to. But when you have too many foods mixed together, so if one wants the other one and not the other, that becomes burger. That's only if one wants the one and not the other. The person doesn't really care at all, and is not trying to organize them into different groups. He just happens to be playing around and taking out the raisins from the peanuts. Why? Because so he plans to eat both the peanuts and the raisins. He has no interest in separating the peanuts from the raisins. He doesn't mind eating them together. He has no purpose at all in this act of taking it apart. It's not called burr. Because that type of burr is a subjective type of burr. So those are the examples that Rabbi Ribi touches upon. He gives one or two other examples which we're not going to get involved in. So we've discussed this in the context of tzod. We talked about kotzer, we talked about makapatish, we talked about burna. We've spoken now about mechatech and mesartet. Now we've now mentioned malabein, and also we've mentioned burer, and all of these, we see there's the concept of certain cases, the intent would make the malacha not a malacha at all, and actually make it, in most cases, would actually make it mutter legamer. Have a good day.